AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After a weekend of airstrikes on Iran's proxies in the Middle East, more likely.
We're getting the message that the United States is prepared to carry out additional retaliatory strikes if they happen. But what we heard from the Pentagon's top spokesman today is that they're not going to telegraph any of that. So no advance warning or anything like that. But we saw that build up last week, but eventually we did see those strikes. But the Pentagon's top spokesman, Pat Ryder, is saying today that that's not going to happen in the further.
ABC's Louis Martinez. A freighter traveling through the southern Red Sea was hit by a suspected Houthi rebel drone. The British military says the attack caused slight damage to the freighter's windows on the bridge. No injuries reported. 6 months in jail, the sentence for former Indianapolis area daycare operator Tanya Rochelle Voris. She pleaded guilty to giving melatonin gummies to kids without their parents' consent to get them to sleep. This is ABC News. They're apparently not interested in reforming border policy, but House Republicans are very much interested in impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Rules Committee Chair Tom Cole.
The consequences of this crisis have been stark and sobering, and there's hardly a community anywhere in this country that's not felt the impact.
Jim McGovern of Massachusetts is the ranking member.
Truly, this is one of the most pathetic, embarrassing things that this committee has ever done.
A number of Senate Democrats and administration figures are trying to kill any impeachment trial. Wayne Kramer died.
Kick out the jams, brothers and sisters!
A close friend says the MC5 guitarist Wayne Kramer died in Los Angeles, pancreatic cancer. The band started in Detroit in the 60s and was the only band to play at the Democratic Convention in 1968. Kramer's death leaves drummer Dennis Thompson as the last surviving member of the MC5. Wayne Kramer was 75. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man convicted of pepper spraying police officers during the January 6th attack of the U.S. Capitol argues he should get a shorter sentence. Federal prosecutors say 41 months in prison is appropriate, but lawyers for Riley Casper of Pulaski says he's matured over these last 3 years. Casper is set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips' name to appear on the April ballot. Phillips says the justices made the right call for democracy.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin loses to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers losing 75-69 before a nationally televised audience. That's back-to-back losses now. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think the losing a game always gets your attention more, but I don't think there's anything that we have seen transpire in the last two games that we hadn't talked about before, and it's masqueraded by winning.
NBA, the Bucks came up short in Utah. Final score 123-108. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about Damian Lillard, who appeared to be playing despite an injury.
Yeah. No, we think he's okay, but he was struggling all game with the ankle.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. And the teams for Super Bowl 58 have arrived in Las Vegas, and already the trash talk is underway. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa asked about the Chiefs' right guard Trey Smith and right tackle Juwan Taylor.
Taylor and Smith leads the NFL. Ton of penalties. Anything stand out when you watch them?
They hold a lot.
That's the 49ers' Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, light winds overnight. Temperatures in the upper 20s, and with some fog forming, watch out for some slippery spots to develop. After the fog lifts, we'll see scattered clouds, highs topping out in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 25.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Just a little news flash here, or just another story that I wanted to toss in. Jennifer Crumbly, the mother of Ethan Crumbly, who is the 17-year-old school shooter in, Warren, Michigan? In Michigan, Oxford High School, left four students dead. She has been charged with basically aiding and abetting his murder of his four high school student colleagues. And this is, to the best of my knowledge, the first time that a parent has been held responsible or is attempting to be held responsible for the actions of their child, or at least for facilitating the actions of their child. She's 45, her husband's 47. He's being tried separately. He's facing similar charges. I think this is fascinating. And I think that when we start expanding the chain of responsibility, we can start getting a handle on this thing. When parents start being concerned that if their child has access to the gun, that they might go to prison. When gun dealers, right now we've got this massive immunity, passed by Congress with lobbying efforts from the NRA. We've got this massive immunity that both gun manufacturers and gun retailers have. Right now, even, you've got the gun show loophole. I mean, you've got all these things, right, that really shouldn't be. But this, I think, is a starting point. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. Meanwhile, ALEC. Remember ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council? This is where Republican members of Congress and lobbyists get together one-to-one. You have 30 Republicans in the room. You're going to have 30 lobbyists in the room. And they get together and they write new laws. Of course, most cases the lobbyists actually bring the laws. The Republicans read them and put their names on them. But this is at a state level. There's ALEC chapters, I believe, in every single state. And they've got a new piece of model legislation Chris McGreal writes about it over at The Guardian. He said they want to undo what are called public nuisance laws. And the reason why is because the public nuisance laws are the laws that were used to go after the tobacco industry for killing so many Americans, and are now being used to go after the fossil fuel companies. And, of course, major funder of ALEC is, or at least at one point in the past was, the Koch brothers, who made their money on fossil fuels. So, whether they're behind this or not, they're not even a they anymore. David has passed away, but I have no idea, but ALEC is on the job. On Friday, this is from the article in The Guardian. On Friday, the advertising company Publicis Health agreed a $300 to $350 million settlement with U.S. states that sued the company under public nuisance laws for promoting OxyContin to doctors. So, I mean, we're still holding the OxyContin people accountable using these public nuisance laws. And Alec wants to blow those laws up so that you can no longer hold OxyContin accountable, you can no longer hold tobacco accountable, you can no longer hold the gun people accountable, and most important, you can no longer hold the fossil fuel industry accountable. They've heard hearings on this legislation in Texas so far. It's been introduced in three or four other states, but so far none have gone for it. We'll see. But keep an eye on this one. I think this is a pretty important one. Also, a quick recap of Donald Trump's cases in court. I just wanted to go through this so that we're all kind of clear on what's going on. He's facing four charges having to do in federal court, having to do with his attempts to stay in office in 2020. These are the cases Jack Smith has brought. They include conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obtain to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. I thought they should have included sedition in these charges, personally, because it would make a whole lot easier to prevent him from running for president, but they didn't, and so, you know, this is the decision. Back in December of last year, Trump filed an appeal saying, no, you can't prosecute me for this stuff because I have immunity. This is now before the D.C. Appeals Court. We're expecting a hearing any day now. It should have come, frankly, weeks ago. And then, in all probability, that'll get appealed to the Supreme Court. So, you know, as a result, Judge Chutkan, she originally had the trial date set for March 4th. She has now moved it indefinite. There is no trial date now for Trump on this case, which is, of course, exactly what he wants. He's also looking at the business fraud case in New York State. This is Letitia James. This is before a state Supreme Court justice that's being litigated. And that case, now that Tanya Chutkan's case, the Jack Smith case in D.C. has been put on hold, that business fraud case may move forward. Also, you've got the Alvin Bragg case of election fraud, charging that Trump paid off Stormy Daniels to keep her name out of the headlines, and had her name been in the headlines, he wouldn't have won the White House in 2016. So this is a clear example of election fraud, election manipulation. And Alvin Bragg may step into that one. Then down in Florida, you've got the espionage case. He's being prosecuted for over 30 violations of the Espionage Act. For some reason, the media refuses to call it that. They call it the documents case or the Mar-a-Lago case. But it's about violations of the espionage law and possibly handing top secret documents, American documents, off to foreign actors, foreign spies, whether doing it, you know, hey, Ralph, here, go, or whether it's, hey, Ralph, don't know if you noticed, but the closet back there's unlocked. Or maybe just, you know, Ralph's wandering through. Actually, it was more often a Susie than a Ralph. Most of the spies, at least that we know of, the ones that we know of that came from Russia and China were women, attractive women who, you know, which thus gets them photo ops with Donald Trump and probably a quick grope. So then there's that. And then you've got, you know, Judge Engoron in New York, this $370 million fine. He has already found Trump guilty of fraud. And then, of course, there's the Fulton County case where Trump tried to steal the election. He called up Rafson Perger and said, you know, find me 11,000 more votes. And that, of course, is a crime. And that case has been slowed down right now because, you know, Trump and one of the other defendants in that case are claiming that because Fonnie Willis and Ethan Wade, I believe his name is, the lead prosecutor that she hired, have been playing spin the bottle, that therefore they shouldn't be able to prosecute him. I don't know what that has, you know, how that has anything to do with anything. And I'm guessing that the court is going to rule that way, that's irrelevant. They can, you know, they can make nookie all they want on their own time, but what we're concerned with here is the crime. But, you know, we'll see. And then, of course, there's the E. Jean Carroll. Trump has got $83.3 million on top of a previous $5 million, so that's $88.5 million that he owes. And, you know, how's he going to deal with that? How's he going to pay for it? How's he going to put up bail or continue putting up, put up an appeal? You have to post kind of a bail for the appeal. So a lot going on there. Finally, blue slips. I want to talk to you about blue slips. I've written about this. We've talked about this in the past. In fact, I think the last time we talked about this was maybe 5-6 months ago. And it's back as an issue. And I got to tell you about that right after the break. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back. We'll be right back. Oh, King Charles was just diagnosed with cancer. Interesting. Apparently of the prostate. Stay with us. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
List of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live. It's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, it's no secret that some Valentine's Day gifts require basically no thought, you know, like flowers. The problem is your special someone knows that they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth. It's the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular pajama sets made from viscose from bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep more comfortably all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. The reason I love Cozy Earth, you're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth for Valentine's Day. And now I can save you up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, all backed by a 10-year warranty. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. So, blue slips, this is not part of the Senate rules. This is merely a tradition. There's no obligation to follow this. And here's what it goes back to. This goes back to the days before the telegraph. You know, the telegraph became widespread across the United States in the period from the 1830s and 1840s, really, until the 1890s. It actually goes back to that era and before. And the rationale was, you know, if you're a senator from Maryland, and you're sitting in Washington, D.C., and the president nominates somebody to be a judge who is in Wyoming, and they're going to be on the whatever circuit, you know, Wyoming is part of, odds are you, being the senator from Maryland, have no idea who that person is. So if either of the two senators from Wyoming think that, you know, this guy is a fool or a buffoon or a drunk or whatever and shouldn't be on the court, then what they do is they withhold a blue slip. They refuse to basically endorse that person. And the Senate Judiciary Committee has this tradition of honoring that and saying, okay, if you're not going to endorse this person, we're not going to let them go through committee, and their nomination will never hit the floor. Now, Republicans started abusing this back during the Clinton administration, refusing to submit blue slips on judges that Bill Clinton was nominating. And the result of that was that Clinton had to pick more and more and more conservative judges to get people that these red state senators would actually provide a blue slip for. Same problem with Obama. He was able to get some good progressive judges on the bench, but most of them were kind of middle of the road or even conservatives because of this whole blue slip thing. So when Trump becomes president, Mitch McConnell says, screw the blue slips. They had a bunch of nominees, like this guy, you know, down in Texas. What was his name? Matthew Kaczmarek. You know, the guy who outlawed mifepristone and said, you know, let's bring back the Comstock Act. They had a bunch of people like him where Democrats did not want to submit blue slips. And now I'm not sure that would be the case with him, because both of his senators were Texans, you know, Cornyn and Cruz. But there were plenty of them. And so now, what's his name? Mitch McConnell just said, screw that. He said, I don't care what you think, senator from Minnesota, senator from Michigan, senator from, you know, Democratic senator. He says, he's just going to ignore whether he got blue slips or not from Democratic senators. Well, now Dick Durbin is in charge of the Senate Judiciary Committee again, and he's gone back to saying, okay, I'm going to honor blue slips. I think this is crazy. Like I said, this is not a Senate rule. You don't have to do this, Senator Durbin. And it's being used in ways that are clearly evidencing bad faith. They are blocking, Republicans are refusing to submit blue slips. They're blocking the nomination of good judges because they think that they might be a little too liberal. Come on, you control the Senate. Ronald Reagan famously said elections have consequences. So the consequence now is that you control the Senate and a Democrat controls the White House. Between the two of you, you should be able to get any damn judge in that you want as long as they can get 50 votes in the United States Senate. You know, plus one, plus the Speaker, or plus the Vice President, the President pro tem. But for some reason, Dick Durbin is going along with this. And the last time we had this conversation, 6 months ago or so, I wrote an op-ed about it. Maybe I'll have to write another one. I don't know. But you might want to call, particularly if you live in Illinois, you might want to call Dick Durbin's office and just let him know that, you know, there's no reason why he has to honor this blue slip rule. And if Republicans take the Senate, you know, they're going to ignore it. They did before. So the phone number is 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you to any member of the House or Senate. You just ask for them. 202-224-3121. It's amazing. All right, let's pick up your calls here. I've got less than a minute, so that wouldn't be fair. I was going to start with Devin in Pittsburgh. I'll pick up your call on the other side of the break, but Just to amplify this blue slip thing, and this is a classic example of Republicans ignoring a tradition that was put into place for a good and positive reason. And there may be times when you actually want a senator from a state to come in and say, you know, I just can't endorse this guy, and here's why. Here's what he did. You know, back when he was convicted of beating his wife, or back when he kicked his dog, or what, you know, whatever it may be. He was taking money from OxyContin manufacturers or something. I get that. But for Dick Durbin to just, you know, cower in the face of any Republican senator simply saying, I'm not going to go along with that judge because they're too liberal, it's just wrong. And it's also creating silos. What's happening is that those states in these areas that are controlled by Republicans tend to get more and more and more conservative, to the point of crazy conservative judges because of this whole blue slip thing. We need diversity on our bench.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be back with your calls in just a minute. 27 minutes past the hour.
Are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-909.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After a weekend of airstrikes on Iran's proxies in the Middle East, more likely.
We're getting the message that the United States is prepared to carry out additional retaliatory strikes if they happen. But what we heard from the Pentagon's top spokesman today is that they're not going to telegraph any of that. So no advance warning or anything like that. But we saw that build up last week, but eventually we did see those strikes. But the Pentagon's top spokesman, Pat Ryder, is saying today that that's not going to happen in the further.
ABC's Louis Martinez. A freighter traveling through the southern Red Sea was hit by a suspected Houthi rebel drone. The British military says the attack caused slight damage to the freighter's windows on the bridge. No injuries reported. 6 months in jail, the sentence for former Indianapolis area daycare operator Tanya Rochelle Voris. She pleaded guilty to giving melatonin gummies to kids without their parents' consent to get them to sleep. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gray wolves will stay under federal endangered species protections. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's going to focus on a national wolf strategy plan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that means the state's wolf management plan will stay the same. It bans wolf hunting until the population in Wisconsin is well over 1,000. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is as relevant as ever.
All these years later, in 2024, that we've got people who are trying to undermine efforts around diversity, equity, and inclusion to lift people up who've had challenges trying to live out that simple American dream.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, light winds overnight. Temperatures in the upper 20s, and with some fog forming, watch out for some slippery spots to develop. After the fog lifts, we'll see scattered clouds, highs topping out in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 25.
Wow, that's hot.
Honey, what are you doing?
The Madison market is hot right now. I think we should sell.
You're looking too?
Who's that top 10 team with the best results?
The Aaron Weber Group. I heard they can get us the best price. They're constantly updating their market reports and can give us an instant property value quote.
It says here, easy and convenient virtual or in-person meetings. I know what I'm getting you for Valentine's Day. A new home.
Oh, baby, that is hot.
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. So, let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt, and you're stressed out. You know, that's how it is for a lot of Americans. That's why I stick with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulas are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, for 20% off everything on their website. That's cbdistillery.com with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and let's see if we've covered everything for this hour. So, Devon in Pittsburgh. Hey, Devon, what's on your mind today, or is it Devon?
Hey, Devon. It is Devon. Yeah, definitely Devon.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, thanks for having me on. So I think you mentioned a week ago or so when O'Donnell encouraged everyone to read the amicus brief that was filed
by the historians.
He's right. It is so readable. And I just think it's important that we all as citizens do our duty to read that and understand what's going on, because I think we're kind of missing the point here. The reason that he should not be allowed to run for office is that if he does run and loses, he'll deny that he lost and, you know, foment more insurrection and war.
Right.
So it seems to me, and it seems to this group called the Alliance for Justice, which is a progressive group in D.C. that tries to defend our courts. Their president said this morning there really is no way for the court to protect Trump and defend the U.S. Constitution. Right. It must choose and bear the consequences. Right. So I think we're better off if they come out with a decision that's just and dealing with the consequences of whatever breaks out. And that way we don't have to deal with it after an election, because in my mind it's much worse. And that's the reason he shouldn't be allowed on the ballot in the first place, is because we don't want to deal with the aftermath of him claiming that he didn't lose, which he'll do no matter what.
Right.
So take the medicine early. You know what I mean? It's like better to break up early.
I agree. And these guys, when they wrote the 14th Amendment, they knew how destructive it could be. I mean, one of the things that they had in their mind, and they talked about it during the debate on the 14th Amendment, was Jefferson Davis, you know, the president of the Confederacy. He could run for president of the United States, and it's not inconceivable that he could win. And they prevented him from running, based on the 14th Amendment. This is
precisely.
Yeah, this is not ancient history. I mean, you know, it's over 100 years, 150 years, but it's not. It's something that we should be respecting. I'm with you, Devon. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I was just going to say a quote from their brief is that our democracy is not a chaotic free for all in which anyone can be elected. That's the point.
Yeah.
So let's keep him from being on the ballot, because that is the most just action for the court to take. And if they don't, then, you know, let's camp out on the steps of the Supreme Court and,
I'm with you. And the Constitution is quite clear about this. There is not an unlimited right to run for president. You have to be at least 35 years old. You have to be a natural born citizen. You have to have lived in the United States for 14 years. Arguably, there was a time you had to be male, although I'm not sure that was ever in law, but certainly that was, you know, how it worked out before women's suffrage. Since 1865 or 1867 or 68, whenever the 14th Amendment was ratified, you've got to have been a good citizen who didn't try to overthrow your government. I mean, it's like, that's it. So, yeah.
Right. Imagine if Germany had had this in place before the putsch. Imagine if, you know, Hitler could have been kept from running again.
Yeah.
And that's really where we are. I mean, it sounds hyperbolic, but that's where we are.
I agree.
So I hope the Supreme Court does the right thing. And if not, I hope Americans persuade them to do otherwise.
Yeah, I totally get it, Devon. You know, you can build an argument In fact, I have done so on this program, that the American people should have the ability to reject Donald Trump, and that'll put an end to his whining, except that they rejected him in 2020 and it didn't put an end to his whining. But, you know, I would just love to see him exit stage left, you know, but we'll see. I'm not holding my breath. Devon, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
And know any better, I would think that this was a purposeful contract on her behalf, because running the risk of repetition, I've said it to you before, I think you already know how much I absolutely detest the personage of Donald Trump. However, I want Donald Trump on the ballot. If Donald Trump is such an antithesis of American society, if Donald Trump is such an outlier, Tom, then the American people, there are 400 million people in the United States, will reject him. Because what this is starting to look like is that America is afraid to look at itself. Donald Trump won in 2016. He became the president. No one knew what kind of to expect. There were some clues. Okay? But now the country knows what it is. Mm-hmm. You had 4 years of that. So if the American people want to ratify that, then they should be allowed to, because you see, Tom, if I go to the doctor and the doctor says to me, if I were a person that smoked cigarettes, and I don't, but if the doctor says to me, hey, Kenyatta, you got to stop smoking, man. You're going to develop emphysema, lung cancer, and I keep smoking, and then one day I start coughing up bloody phlegm. Guess what? When I see that bloody phlegm, maybe finally I will stop and say, I got to stop smoking. And the United States has been smoking electorally for a long time. Citizens United, all of this crap that you've talked about over and over again, which is relevant. Maybe Donald Trump is the mirror that the United States needs to see, Tom. Maybe this country needs to see that this is who we are. And then finally reject it, because this is not like 2016. This is the United States has had a dose of this guy. So if he wins in 2024, what the country's doing is doubling down and saying we like it. And I not only want the American people to see it, I want the world to see it. If it's him, Idi Amin, Jeffrey Dahmer, Adolf Hitler, David Duke, I don't care. They should be able to run, because if they're that much of an outlier and antithetical to what this population is about, then there's nothing to worry about. Yeah. Tell me where I've got it wrong.
No, I completely agree with your analysis. And the argument on the other side is, are we a nation of laws or not? And the law, and there is no more supreme law than the Constitution. The law is quite clear. If you lead an insurrection, or if you give aid and comfort to somebody who's leading an insurrection, you can't hold public office. So, you know, you've got these two dynamics. Yeah, I agree with you. I want to see Donald Trump crushed in the polls, and I think it'll be the best thing for the Democratic Party, frankly. I'm a big fan of the lobbying for the country.
Tom, but he's not been convicted of anything. See, that's the problem. I'm not disagreeing with you at all.
So your argument is that before he can be prevented from, he needs to be convicted of insurrection.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one argument that I have no rebuttal for. You're right. You know, other than that, you know.
Are you flat-footed?
Well, no, it's that, you know, we all have eyes, but Merrick Garland apparently doesn't have the guts to charge Trump with insurrection. I said that when I was reading the charges a minute ago, that insurrection should have been one of the charges that he was charged with.
Can I say this to you real quick, Tom? Yeah. You know, keeping someone off the ballot, you know, for the first time, I voted twice in my life. Both my guys won. I'm not going to say who they are. One of them's name started with an O. The other one started with an R. Forget about it. Okay. I was going to vote in 2016. I was actually going to get out there because I love Bernie Sanders. I have had the pleasure of actually speaking with him a couple of times on your show. I volunteered for Bernie Sanders. Without getting into the sausage-making of partisan politics, he didn't make it on the ballot. And this is what I ask myself. In 2016, instead of Donald Trump, if we had had Bernie Sanders, how differently, 8 years later, would this country look?
Oh, it would be night and day. Yeah.
it would be absolute night and day. And you know, we both know that. Particularly if he had a majority in the House and Senate, you know, like Joe Biden did. And although, you know, Joe Biden and Bernie have been working hand in glove. I mean, Bernie was in charge of the budget committee. He came up with all that cool legislation, the CHIPS Act, and I'm not sure all of it. I think CHIPS might have come out of a different committee, but he did a lot of good stuff. Kenyatta, I got to run, but keep writing. I love your Substack newsletter. For people who don't know, just go to Substack.com and plug in Kenyatta. Kenyatta, thanks. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise. since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your cardiac health. You know, more than half the population still would benefit from blood pressure support. That includes me. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to help support healthy blood pressure. And they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using them for years. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews and get a free month's supply of Superbeats Heart Chews and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by just going to tomlovesbeats.com. Seriously, brand new website, Tom Loves Beats, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S, tomlovesbeats.com. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Brenda in Chicago. Hey, Brenda, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I think that the Democratic Party needs to do everything possible. Your Richard Nixon example was perfect that I heard a recording of. The 5 o'clock shadow may have lost in the election. I agree with a point you've brought up many times about the name Democrat, that the Republicans love to put a spin on that and try to emphasize the rat part of it. So I wanted to get your thoughts about an idea that I have, or maybe somebody has an alternative idea, but my thought was, what would you think, and there are precedents, for example, there used to be Cheery Oats, and is now Cheerios, one of the most popular cereals in America. Mm-hmm. Dunkin' Donuts is now just Dunkin'. There's many other examples.
Sure.
My thought was, what if we became the Democracy Party? And then you might say, well, then what would we call the candidates? We could call them the Democracers. Like, oh, she's a Democracer candidate from Alabama or whatever. And the reason I suggest that is, first of all, you're taking away the rat connotation. It also has the same number of syllables as Republican. So instead of Republican candidate, you'd say the Democracer candidate. The other thing I thought of, there are many names of different types of people that end in ER, philosopher, laborer, officer, forester, photographer, professor, barrister, driver. And so what would be wrong with calling a candidate a Democracer from the Democracy Party? And I would just love to hear your thoughts.
It's an interesting idea, Brenda. My inclination is, I mean, the name Democratic Party goes back to Thomas Jefferson. And although it was, at that time he called it the Democratic Republican Party. And then they dropped the word Republican from their name in the 1820s. But it's always been called the Democratic Party, and I think rather than trying to change our name because they've slurred our name, we should start calling them out on their slurs. I mean, I do that when I go on Fox News or when right-wingers call into the program and they start talking about the Democrat Party. I always say, you know, there's no such thing as the Democrat Party. That was a slur that, you know, from the 1950s that Joe McCarthy came up with, and he said, never say Democratic Party. That sounds too nice. I always say Democrat Party with an emphasis on the rat. And that usually shuts them up. I mean, you know, it's still the religion on Fox News. You will never hear them refer to the Democratic Party, which just shows their disregard for honesty and truth and frankly, the American, you know, their own viewers. I like the idea behind your idea, and I agree with you on the framing. Number one, it's not going to happen. You know, there's been so much invested over more than two centuries in the name Democratic Party. But I do think we need to start calling out these people who are using this slur. I mean, if MSNBC always referred to the Republican Party as the Republican Party, or the Republican Party, or the GQP or something, equally, not uncommon, but diminutive or dismissive, they would be called out for it. And I don't know why Fox doesn't get called out for this. And frankly, every time one of these Republicans comes on a Sunday show or on one of these political shows and they start talking about the Democrat Party, those hosts, if they don't call them out then and there at the time, we all need to jump all over them on social media and point it out. Brenda, I need to move along, but thank you. Yeah, I like your suggestion. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. There's so much on the plate here. First off, one of your earlier callers was guessing that the Supreme Court wants Trump on the ballot. I beg to differ, because Trump had already defied the Supreme Court already, and this was just before the January 6th insurrection. The Supreme Court said it wasn't going to get involved. The results are as it is, and should leave it alone. Trump defied that. And this also leads to my argument regarding immunity. Someone has said that Trump should be on the ballot. As you were saying, the 14th Amendment makes it clear. When you look at other competitions in sports or game shows or whatever the case may be, if someone does something that gets them disqualified, the officials call it a disqualification. Since when has any of that been put on hold pending some kind of hearing to try to overturn or resolve it? Never. So the same principle applies here. And then it's this whole thing about immunity. You know, the whole thing is that nowhere in the Constitution does it say that the president has immunity. You know, you took an oath to abide by the laws and the Constitution of the United States. Nothing more, nothing less. So I just get tired of Trump and these Republicans want to make stuff up as they go on. And there's nothing mentioned about immunity whatsoever. Add to that, that if anybody was to grant him immunity, that defies his claim of, I did nothing wrong, when in fact he's has done stuff wrong. That's right. Why he wants immunity.
Like,
but also keep in mind his intent, criminal intent, to continue doing wrong and thinks that he's untouchable. Right. Make a note of that, legal scholars.
Yeah,
make
and he's continuing to this day. He's continuing to claim that he actually won in 2020 when it's been debunked 16 ways to Sunday. Michael, thank you. Spot on. We'll be back on the other side of the break. 94% of California's population is at risk. Holy cow.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dog Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Or you can shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator at their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may
vary. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy. People are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. There are a lot.
We're trying.
Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.